a fight out Gumby on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men plunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Welcome to the Thank You Rob Podcast. Episode number 48, officially sponsored by
Brims and Tons Clothing.
Get the latest and greatest in hats, shirts, and shoe accessories only at brimsandtongues.com. You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. You can also check out my other podcast called Some People's Kids Podcast. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com. All right, here we are. Welcome to the Thank You Rob Podcast, episode number 48. Last week I had Katana on.
Yeah.
And right now I'm here with As Is.
Man,
bloody
everybody.
Bloody boombox.
Bloody motherfucking boombox. Everybody should know Katana.
BBMFNX.
BB.
MFN. MFN.
M.
FN.
F.
That's what I'm
KKN. But then it starts to get a little. Did he say KKK or was it just KKN? But it was two Ks. Don't be alarmed, folks. We're not. Okay.
So last week we talked about Eazy-E.
What?
Right, yeah.
Straight out of motherfucking Compton?
Well, Easy Does It was the album we talked about.
Easy Does It.
Easy
motherfucking E.
Easy motherfucking E. Are you a fan of Easy E?
Who isn't?
Right.
I wouldn't turn off the song if it was on.
Yeah.
Do I go there and say that's to where the root of my came from? No, but yeah, definitely milestones and it fucking made a mark in the game.
You recognize greatness.
Better recognize.
Respect when respect is due.
Respect, man.
Yeah. This one's to Eazy-E right here. Shout out to Eazy-E.
Shout out.
In the afterlife. Hi.
Fuck the police.
That was actually NWA, but. You know,
Eazy was in there.
Was part of it. There wouldn't be NWA if there wasn't Eazy-E.
Yeah.
Right?
You think Eazy-E gave a shit about the police?
No, I don't.
Well, then that was him, too.
When I asked As Is, this is for the listeners, when I asked As Is to be on the show here, he says, he knows I have kids. He's like, should I bring candy for the kids,
oh
right?
Yeah.
And I told him no, because the kids got so much fucking candy from Halloween. He shows up. This guy right here shows up with a floret of broccoli. Which, actually, I love broccoli.
Right.
So I'm going to cut that shit up and I'm going to steam it.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
I'll nourish the family. And in a sense, it's a bouquet.
Right.
It's a thing of beauty.
It is.
And it's green, so you've got to, your decor has to work. Look, the wife should be, you guys should do all right with the broccoli.
Right. Yeah, we're going to be okay.
Who brings broccoli as a housewarming gift? Me. Because I care about the family's nutrition.
Right. And broccoli is one
folks,
of the most nutritious of the vegetables.
Right. Ranch dip, the kind with the buttermilk and the mayo mix. It's like if you know how it's made, you don't really want to eat it. At the same time.
Yeah.
Put some broccoli on it.
Yeah.
Holy
good.
Hell.
That's good?
It's a beautiful thing.
Well, let's get into something here.
Let's do it.
Now, initially, I wanted to talk about the Doors, but you were like, you know what? I'm not some, you know, I know you recognize the Doors and the greatness that Jim Morrison has done, you know. You talked me into something. Let's start with the movie The Lost Boys, all right?
What?
The 80s. Remember the 80s. Everybody loves the 80s, and if you don't, fuck you.
Don't be cheesy about it. Not remember the 80s VH1 style.
No,
I'm
no,
talking
no,
about
no,
if
no.
you came around in the 80s like us, if you trick-or-treated and dressed up like a fucking G.I. Joe or a Ninja Turtle... Or you remember He-Man and you had the mask, holler at us. Not
He-Man.
I remember the 80s because I'll watch it for a half hour. I came up.
But let's talk about The Lost Boys for a minute here because vampires are all the rage right now. Vampire everything.
Right.
You know, vampires, werewolves, zombies, they're all over the place. You know?
Mm-hmm.
This was the original shit right here.
Definitely.
It's because it was like a vampire movie without being a vampire movie, in a way. You know what I mean?
And you kind of wanted to be one.
Right.
And...
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you didn't.
No, because they drank blood and they ate those maggots. And
yeah.
Yeah.
It's worms, Michael.
Corey Haim. Corey
it's worms,
Feldman.
Worms, Michael.
Nice. I did not know the director of this movie, Joel Schumacher.
What the right?
Do you know what he did? Two of the worst Batman movies ever made, Batman and Robin and Batman Forever.
Yep.
Joel Schumacher.
Look, folks, whenever Rob here gets through, I'm staring at a poster of Batman and Robin right now. So right.
He loves this is Adam Joel West. Schumacher. Adam West.
That is Adam
Ward.
West.
Yeah, those are the OGs.
Oh, that's
right
the
there.
OGs. Yes, you're right.
So let's. There's an easy way to kind of do this here. You know, I'm gonna go on IMDb. I'm just gonna click Corey Haim because Corey Haim will basically him and Corey
you want
Feldman.
Me to tell you what I feel about what comes to mind when you say Corey Haim.
Yes.
Well, Lost Boys.
Yeah.
License.
To drive.
To drive.
Yep.
Hold on here. Hold on. Dream a little dream.
Lucas.
Speaking
of werewolves, yeah. Silver Bullet.
Ah.
Are you familiar with that one?
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
1985. Silver mm-hmm. Bullet. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Werewolves.
What was the dog's name? And what was the husky's name?
In Lost Boys?
Lost Boys.
It is...
Nanook.
Nanook. That's right. Nanook. Okay. Yeah.
See, I get real into it, man.
That's a good trivia question.
Stupid.
Right
is
there.
That a lonely... Like, I was a lonely kid in a sense. Like, watched a lot of movies. 80s movies in general. Just, you know, Lost Boys was great.
Yeah. I agree. But, dream a little dream.
Yeah.
Right? Who else ruled the 80s? The Rat Pack? No, the Brat Pack is what they were called. The Brat Pack.
The Goonies, man.
The Goonies, right?
Remember that?
Yeah.
Who doesn't know that? A lot of... The one that I've always watched as a younger cat... That nobody can ever remember, though, had River Phoenix and Ethan Hawke.
Okay.
The Explorers. Do you remember The Explorers? Now, they made a vessel. Well, they had made this thing out of their computer. It was kind of a force field shell that floated around. And then they created in this junkyard this thing to go to outer space. And then they saw these two aliens and... That was a really, really,
yes.
really good one.
Yes, I do remember this movie. I
all
vaguely
world,
remember it.
Rock and roll's here to stay. All the aliens were jumping around singing.
Oh, man. I gotta revisit this movie. Explorers, 1985.
I am a product of,
remember,
as is.
Remember, you know, when you're a kid, you watch these movies, and sometimes you see them a couple times. But they're easily forgettable, right?
And yeah, then, until and you then, latch on to one.
Yeah, right.
Remember the Neverending Story.
Right.
And who didn't tear up when the horse fucked up in those quicksand?
In
those
quicksand, yeah. He does.
Anyways,
yeah.
It sucked.
Yeah.
Black Stallion was a tough one to handle. The original, like, Mickey Rooney Black Stallion.
Right, yep.
It was
yep.
a tough one to handle when yep. that horse was biting his shit.
Yeah. They had to put him down.
Remember Karate Kid?
Yeah, Karate Kid.
It was
Kid.
The best.
Right.
It was the best
Ralph
one.
Ralph Macchio.
Yeah.
What was the
amusement park he took his girl to hang out with the
that.
First date?
I don't remember that.
Golf and stuff.
Golf
what
and
was
stuff.
That? Remember Bananarama had that whole they had that whole soundtrack for the most part.
Really?
He was biking to school talking about it's a cool girl summer. Leave me here alone. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oops.
Definitely.
Yeah. Karate Kid.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The Explorers, though. You got to get back.
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
John Hughes. That's when John Hughes came on the scene. He was like, I'm going to start with The Breakfast Club. Pretty in Pink. 16 Candles.
Yeah.
That was where
those
the
were cool. Guy. I honestly just watched those a couple times. I wasn't a huge, ridiculous, stupid fan. You know what I watch now? I watch something even older, like every single day. And my children recite these.
Yeah.
Up in Smoke.
Up and okay, yeah. All right, that's
are you
a classic.
Kidding me right now?
Yeah,
my 4-year old.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about Up in Smoke and it being an '80s movie because it was made in the '80s. There's nothing really about it that's like. I remember wearing cut off jeans with holes in the knees and jean jackets and shit. They don't really. It's like, I don't know. There's something different about.
We
that.
We should start wearing that shit again.
Right. Right.
I remember. I didn't wear that so much. I remember jean jackets.
What I'm saying is Up in Smoke did not have that nostalgic type feel to it. You know what I mean?
To what?
Like the fashion sense. Like, you see Dream a Little Dream. You see Corey Haim and Corey Feldman who were kids. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
And Michael Jackson jackets.
Right.
But listen, are you kidding me? Go look it up and smoke well, right I mean, now. I will rock that shit.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
What I'm saying is that they weren't like kids, you know, that were dressing the part of the 80s kids. You know what I mean? Right. They were adults that were just stoners and had to transport a truck made of marijuana back to the U.S., you know?
And it was a tricky...
It all worked out for the most part. Cheech and Chong are epic. That's
80s movies.
Yeah. Up in Smoke was made in 1978.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Folks,
you know you done fucked up, right? You know you done fucked up.
I bought the
beer.
Here,
I'm just gonna throw out some names.
10 o'clock. Hey, the hat. Folks, mind you, I am wearing this grumpier old man, Walter Matthau style hat right now.
You're killing it right now.
Honestly, I can't really even... It's working.
It works better with you than it does with me.
Like I'm hunting wabbit in this.
You are.
Right now. Yeah. It's okay, that kind of hat, folks. I'm hunting wabbit.
I'm going to throw out some names here. You just tell me. First thing. Tell me what you think. Yes.
Dude, I've been doing this for years. This is still going on right now.
Trying to get into this 80s mindset here.
Okay, word.
Okay, and I'm just going to say the actor's name. You tell me what comes back to you.
Oh, shit, that's going
to
be tough.
Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox, Family Ties.
Okay.
And Back to the Future. Right. I mean, come on. I'm going to give you the first thing.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Well, I'm going to go with The Lost Boys.
Right.
But still, I'll give you a Stand By Me on top of that.
Right. Small role for him. But that was another River Phoenix. And
good one, right?
Yeah. The fat kid who's married to Rebecca Romijn. Emilio Estevez.
Outsiders.
Emilio. You know what? The Outsiders... Everybody was in that
good
movie.
One, ain't it?
Patrick Swayze, Rob Lowe.
That was a really good one.
But Matt Dillon.
And
Ralph Macchio?
He played a huge role, old Macho. He played a huge role because he was the one that was... Didn't he stab him? Ralph Macchio was the kid that did the dirt.
I think so, yeah.
Yes. So there
That's
it is.
A good movie. That's a good movie.
Oh, man, that's a great book. Tell your kids to read it before they see it. If you haven't read it, don't fucking watch it.
Here's another good one. Andrew McCarthy.
Holy hell. Don't know him, so fuck
Weekend
him.
Weekend at Bernie's.
He was the Soul Man? No, he wasn't the Soul Man.
I don't know about
Remember Soul Man when the dude dressed up like a black guy?
I vaguely remember that. Yeah.
Anyways, I don't think that was him, but Andrew McCarthy was in a lot of those. If you're saying Weekend at Bernie's, then yes, I put the name to that face in that movie.
Right.
Because he wasn't Bernie.
Nope. And he wasn't the other guy.
And he wasn't the other guy. I was going to say that, Holmes. But I figured, fuck it. Oh, God, isn't that the truth and life in itself? It wasn't the main guy, but at least I'm not that other guy, man.
Here's another one for you. Molly Ringwald. What do you know about
Pretty
her?
Pretty in Pink, fucking Breakfast Club. She did a couple with Christ.
Andrew McCarthy?
Iron Man, dude.
Oh, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, she did a couple with him too, different ones. Like some coke one. He was actually all coked out in the movie.
Right. You know, people tend to forget that Robert Downey Jr. came up in the 80s and he was into fucking drugs, man.
It's amazing. He's one of the very few fuck around and let it know that was in it since the beginning.
Right.
Took a face dive into the concrete and came out and right now could get any goddamn part of any fucking movie he ever wanted.
Right. Yeah, that's true. He came around.
You talk about somebody really, really, really doing it since day one of where I'm coming from, 80s style, to now, which... Shit, he's 25, 30 years in this shit.
Yeah.
Super doing it.
Here's a good movie to watch.
Name another guy like that, actually. How about that?
I don't know.
Folks, hit him up.
Hit up the internet.
Podcast. Thank you, Rob. You tell me who the fuck did it like Downey Jr. and had it come around like him.
Here's a good movie example of that is Weird Science. Remember that movie?
Yeah, Weird Science.
Ha ha ha. These two guys, Anthony Michael Hall and this other dude, they take this Barbie doll, make this hot chick, and Robert Downey Jr., man, he's like this punk-ass kid. He's like the bad guy in the movie. He's just like this party kid, right?
No, wasn't he the brother, and he was such
a fucking prick? That was Bill Paxton. That turns into like that blob.
Because sometimes I get fucked up with weird science in my science project, because the brother in one of them was a real fucking prick, and he got turned into a huge pile of shit.
Yeah, that was Bill Paxton in Weird Science.
No way.
He's like, you're stewed, buttwad. You know?
Hell no.
Gary.
Nobody knows this stuff. You guys got to fucking log in.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, you got people who are not familiar.
Log in to life. Now.
Yeah, watch the movie Weird Science, man. That's good shit. Good shit. Holy Anthony Michael shit. Hall, he's another one that's.
Yeah, fuck him though, man.
Vacation. Great. Chevy Chase.
Yeah, who doesn't like that?
Yeah.
And you know what I can really relate to is the European vacation, because, dude, I lived overseas for 5 years. I was fortunate as a...
Pig in a poke? Is that what it is?
Pig in a poke is this a be a glutton. Pig in a poke. Oink, oink, oink. Remember this shit?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, definitely. Oh, my God. Pig in a poke.
Remember the 80s.
Oh, my God. Good stuff.
All right, I got a list of 80s, some of the best 80s movies here. Here's one that I think is overlooked, all right? And I'm a fan of this. Real Genius, Val Kilmer.
Don't remember it, Holmes.
That's honestly, remember Val Kilmer's like the cool nerd. I'm like the cool nerd.
Hey, back to your original love, the Val Kilmer of Val Kilmers for the Morrison and the Doors, though. So still are kind of on.
Yeah.
What we're off of here.
Yeah. You just came full circle right there.
Oh, fuck you guys.
Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Star Wars is in this list, but you can't really. Yeah, they're 80s.
Well, can I tell you something about that quick? My play on it?
Yeah.
I'm not a Star Wars nut, but I have never fallen asleep in a movie in my life until the new shit.
Really? You fell asleep?
I am a Star Wars Empire Strikes Back Return of the Jedi freak. Not freak, but that's what I know.
Right.
And you can't ask me much that I don't know about it. But this all new shit that's supposed to be before the old shit? Doesn't even make sense.
No.
How's the new shit going to be before the old shit and not make any goddamn sense?
Right.
So that's enough about that, because I'm sure you could talk about Star Wars. Let's leave it alone.
All right.
But I don't get it. If it's not the original Lucas first trio of Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi, shut the fuck up.
Wow. He's pissed. He is pissed.
Sorry, folks. I'm not even supposed to act like this over here.
Here's another good 80s movie that... Although it doesn't have the culture of 80s, but it was made in the 80s, but it's an awesome fucking movie. The Princess Bride.
Oh, man, I got that at the crib, man. And here's the messed up thing about it. It's a great movie. You got Andre the Giant in his prime with his big old weird ass in there. And the little weaselly character of the weirdo that's... He's a lot of voiceover in cartoons now,
I know,
but the guy's a real weird cat.
Yeah.
But, man, these kids, I've got boys, and they're all rugged and weird, man. But they like to watch that shit.
Yeah. Inconceivable.
And he's on a ton of cartoons. I think Disney must own that fucker.
Yeah, they could. He does the voice of the T-Rex in the Toy Story movies, too.
Right?
Yeah.
Of all fucking things.
Yeah.
The biggest monstrous of things, he's a little dude. Inconceivable. Yeah,
Footloose.
Footloose, great. Yeah.
Kevin Bacon. Yeah, sure. Here's a little throwback.
How about Quicksilver?
Quicksilver, the bike racing delivery movie.
You don't like bikes?
No, I love bikes, man. Love bikes.
All right, you better fucking get it.
I got a bike.
Don't get it twisted, man. Don't forget where you come from driving your fancy automobile.
Right. Yeah. It started with two wheels.
Totally. And sometimes four.
Manual labor.
Sometimes it started with four wheels.
Oh yeah,
folks.
Yeah. You're right.
Isn't that funny? You were on training wheels before your punk ass could even ride a bicycle, and now you're in a car on four wheels. It kind of figure it out.
Again. People overlook this. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Great one.
Right?
John Candy and Steve Martin.
And there's a Kevin Bacon cameo in there.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? The beginning of the movie? Steve Martin's trying to catch a taxi. Guy across the street, Kevin Bacon. They're racing to find this taxi.
What did Kevin Bacon do? Did he just kind
of... That was the only scene. He got the taxi first. Here's another one. Ghostbusters.
That's a great
and
one.
Ghostbusters 2.
It's weird. Me and Mike Shank were just talking about this at the old BBX listening shindig over at Newman's Bar in North St. Paul, where the frogs are jumping like... No, actually, they have live frogs in the window,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, two of them.
But check it.
Newman's Bar, but might I add, is the oldest bar in the state.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
This
in
state?
In the state, yes.
What about the other states?
I don't know. Fuck the other
states.
Well,
then, you know, how old are they compared to them? And then we can talk.
Right.
Man.
I don't have that information.
Newman's, whenever you get your shit straight, holler at me and let's go do some research.
All right, say what you got to say there, and we're going to wrap up the 80s.
You know what? I've said everything I have to say, and it's...
No, you said you and Mike Shank, you're talking about Ghostbusters.
Oh, that's right.
Because Ghostbusters is by far probably my favorite 80s.
Yeah, our movie guy. Our film guy, our video guy. Was it Adam? Adam.
Yep.
Barno?
Barno, yeah.
Adam Barno, the one and only. Handsome guy, isn't
yeah.
he?
Strapping young lad.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyways, he has these just wacky devices. He's got cameras in his palm of his hand that look like eyes from the weird movie that everything. And he had this little device recording something or other and looked like one of those ghost finders with a...
The EK meter or whatever
it
is. Oh,
man. So we got to talking on Egons and Venkmans and,
yeah.
you know, the ectoplasmic whole situation.
Yeah.
It's weird. And how funny is it that somebody just out of nowhere on my, you know, newsfeed, what have you, on Facebook, had a fucked up picture or just a picture of Venkman, Bill Murray, in his Ghostbuster shit. So I shot it. Yeah. Great movie. I got it.
Right. But let's take a break here. We're going to come back and we'll ask you some questions. And you know,
word.
We're going to find out who the hell As Is really is.
Thanks.
Is he really As Is or was he?
Give me a couple minutes to figure it out.
All right, cool. Hey, I'm here today with Mr. T. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I see you wearing, how many chains?
Of course I am. It brings a ton. 45 chains.
What about your hat? I see you wearing a camouflage hat.
Yes, I am. I'm matching my shoes.
Yeah, the shoes look good. They're camouflage,
too.
Yeah,
they do. Yes.
Yeah, like, and your things there.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Yeah, and
Mr. T said, go watch. I put it in a food that don't match.
The earring.
Looking around, yes, earrings match you. Mr. T don't play.
Can you just show us an example of how everything matches?
My shirt matches my hat, my hat matches my pants match my shoes, my tongue matches my tongue, and my mohawk matches my pubic hair.
Is that brims and tongues?
Brims and tongues.
And we are back. Welcome back. How you doing over there, Chief?
Yeah, well, I'm good.
Yeah?
Boy, you sure know how to throw a party.
Fuck yeah, I do.
Man, I come here. Listen to what he's got, folks. I come here. You wouldn't believe it. And as soon as I walk in the door, no woman, no kids. And that's what he's got, folks. It's a beautiful thing. He's got them, but they weren't here. Does this guy know how to throw a fucking party?
If what you're saying is two guys and partying...
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What are you getting at?
Wait a minute.
As Is.
Nice book, dude. Yeah. Hey,
I was showing As Is here, that, you know, the history of hip-hop book written by Big Zach of Cancer.
Cancer. Now yeah. check it.
Yeah.
Just Zach real quick, Combs. Without getting off into this, it doesn't need to be any headspin, headshots, and history. Growing up in Twin Cities hip-hop, Zach Combs. Cancer. Listen, shout out to you, Holmes. Haven't read the book, skimmed it, know of it, and I was in Lionel with your brother for a little bit, man, and he's a hell of a dude. Shout out to you, and everything's going to be all right. And he's doing good, and he'll be out, so.
Everything's going to be all right.
All right.
As Is.
Yeah, that one.
Where did the name come about?
Weird question.
Yeah.
Man, and I actually kind of... Deja vu'd this question in this show, in a sense.
Did you?
Man. In a way, in
You're
a
like,
sense.
I know he's going to ask me
it's
this.
Something, man. What is it? Check it. I went by JD for a while. Look, I've been rapping since... Look, M&M's only came in packages, man. I was considered the Vanilla Ice when I stepped in the cypher, and it was really tough, man. It was hard.
Yeah?
The credibility sucked from day one, man.
Right.
We had MC Search and him at third base and all. It was cool, but very few knew about them.
Right.
We had the Vanilla Ice and then whatever.
Snow.
But you can't even really include. But isn't that stupid how you have to include? That was a slap to my own forehead.
Yeah.
That was. Anyways. You have to incorporate him, and that's how sad the whole white side. But Eminem came in and opened the door, so it wasn't so much shit, Eminem's rapping. Let's hear him. So shout. But we're off the subject. As is came. I was JD for a while, but then Jermaine Dupri started making a stink.
As JD,
right. And I couldn't. You know, I mean, what am I doing? And that was just my initials.
Mm-hmm.
JD for Jason blankety blank with starting with a D. And I sold cars for about 5-6 years. I was a shiesty used car salesman with morals though. Like right. I worked with the people and against the grain of the man.
Yeah.
And one day I remember one of my old bosses, he'll never remember this. Pete Thumb. I was out there. They used to poke fun at me a little bit. You know, here I am, shirt and tie, young kid, 18, 19, and talking about rap and probably looks a little silly, and it always has kind of in my day, but at the same time, man, I've always stayed true to it, and they used to kind of mess around with names. No, Slimmy Thin or Thinny Slim.
Slimmy Thin. That's hard on the tongue.
Right, but that's cool, right? But or a steak knife or some weird just beanpole bandit or something weird, whatever it was. Then I remember we used to have these stickers on the used cars. Vehicle sold as is. 30-day warranty or no warranty, regardless.
Right. Yeah.
And somebody just kind of made a crack about it. I was like, wait a minute. I don't think it hit me until too much later, like maybe a few days later down the road in that week of work. Like, wait a minute. As is.
What you see is what you get.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Right.
Take it or leave it, man. And that's basically how I've led my life. And it's cool. I've heard of one other as is spelled different, and it was in a weird movie of the hip hop witch. It was an Eminem documentary thing, and I think they had a rapper as is AZIZ. I'm ASIS. Don't get it twisted. As is, period. And I think there's another white boy around the cities as is, that did a little something with SP style and. Absent, don't get me started on it. But anyways, just did a little something with them, and I think that's
let
all
me,
I
let
ever
me
heard.
Go back. I gotta vent about something here quick because I'm a person that white people that rap these days, and I hate to say this because
fucks.
It doesn't matter what color you are. If you make music, it's hip hop is music, rap is music. You
and
know
why
I mean?
Do we think we have to incorporate the whole white boy for a white boy
know.
And for a she's the dopest sister in the
what? It's a stigma that will eventually go away.
When?
Because
we've been saying
because
that since
you
when?
People need to recognize, rock music came from the blues, the black man's blues.
Yes,
you know what
yes.
I mean? And as long as you recognize that, then you'll be fine. But it's like just so many. It doesn't matter what color you are, rappers. You know?
Yes.
We're all humans.
Definitely.
Fuck that.
But
shit.
But we'll never. It's always gonna
fuck
be.
Fuck that shit.
Fuck that shit.
Come on, people.
Fuck the police.
When are you gonna come around? And stop being. Whatever.
Easy
E. But still, fuck the police.
Katana episode number 47. Yes. Podcast.
Throwback. On demand. Thank you, Rob.com.
Throwback. Remember that episode with Katana? That shit was...
a week ago.
The Mad Notes!
So anyways, you came up, you're kind of... I remember when I first met you, I was asking, so where are you from? And you basically said you were an Army brat. That your words,
that's,
Army brat.
Yeah, but that's, boy, that's not many people know what that even is about, man.
Yeah.
What that means, we have any idea.
You want to talk about it?
Well, what do you want to know about it?
Dude,
the dirt, the hard things to ask are what people want to fucking hear. So if they want to slow down to the hazard signs on the side of the road and see if there's any blood on the accident, well, then you've got to give them that opportunity and that option, man. You can't clean the, who who's rapping, where'd you come from, who do you like, what's good, do you think? Yeah, it's right. A good thing, man.
I know this.
Dig deep into shit, mine.
I just know that you've had some troubles in life, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, considering, you know, who's to say one way or another?
Right.
I've had tons of experiences that weighed one way to the good or one way to the absolute bad, and you call it what you want to,
right.
But I wouldn't change it for the world.
Right? Okay, right. That's a good way to say it. That's a good way to say it. You've learned from your mistakes.
No.
No? You haven't?
No, sir.
All right.
I am not, no.
I don't know where this interview is going.
No,
right
I know where it's going. You kind of want to get a grasp of where I'm coming from as is. And here's what it is in a nutshell. I am a military, how would I even put it? A military, I was a product of a, I was adopted when I was 5 years old, taken away from my mother when I was 3, social services, foster homes, over the whole sob story. Adopted, fortunate enough, when I was 5 years old by a couple that worked in the Pentagon. I was born in D.C., then off to Germany, off to Italy, upstate New York. You know, in the military, you move around. I had to learn how to build walls and barriers at a young age. Don't get too close. You're going to have to leave. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Chameleon Bank. And it made me who I am today. In homes, I've been in and out of prisons, institutions. I have sacrificed a lot of good things. I have been a selfish prick a lot of my life, but as is, man. And I believe in the long run, it's all going to make sense and all going to... I have a plan in this. Bloody Boombox. I'm a part of that right now. And I see some success in the future. None of this will be in vain. It's going to happen. The credibility of a 36-year-old rapper right now in this day and age, it's kind of... It's tough, man. Skinny jeans, I can't fit them, and I'm a skinny motherfucker. Isn't that crazy?
Thank you for not.
Right? But, I love music and I love people across the board, but we got to get realistic, folks, and start supporting local genius minds, local radio stations, local TV shows, local products, local this, because of that, what don't you have? Local music. Let's go. As is, 2013, Bloody Boombox. Thank you, Rob.
You just wrapped that all up in a nutshell right there, didn't you?
Done.
Yeah. Tell me what. Let me ask you this:
I'm not done.
You're not done. You think you're done, but you're not.
You can do what you want.
Are you working on? You're working on an album now.
New album.
Yeah.
It's really taking some time though.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to find some time. I have to cater to a lot. I've got 5 kids. I've got, you know, when I rap about the crazy, I live it. So yeah.
You know,
no warranty.
So this last episode of Katana, we talked about Eazy-E. The episode before that, I had this comedian named Boyma Freeman.
Oh, man, he's on my friends list.
Yeah?
He's one of my friends on Facebook.
He's a comedian. He's a really funny guy. Good guy.
He's a fun dude, man, because his... Yeah, he's fun to see on the... Big up to him.
Yeah. We talked about Old Dirty Bastard. Old Dirty Bastard, Eazy-E, both of them had probably 6 to 11 children between each.
It's like 48 children.
Yeah, it's like somewhere like that. Yeah.
Those fuck.
No, Eazy-E had, I believe, 6 children from 7 mothers.
That's not even
that doesn't
possible.
Right. That's not right.
But that sounds right. See, I don't
seven
don't put things. Don't ever underestimate
moms.
A rapper, folks. You hear that?
Seven like children from 6 different women. That's what I meant to say. So what the fuck is
like
with you rappers? That you're like, man, I just gotta spread my seed.
Man, I didn't even know it worked for the longest time.
Yeah? You're just like a fucking fire hose out
dude,
there.
Dude, I remember when my first super, you know, you think you're in love, but it's all infatuated. You're younger.
Right.
And you're in that relationship, and you're experimenting, and you're learning, and you're the whole... Yeah, this is a whole nother show, but I'll keep this pretty quick. I went... Look, I've used a condom...
3 or 4 times?
8 times in my life, and I've only had sex 4. And I got 5 kids. So look, it's not adding up. Stop it right now.
You do the math. You do the math.
Exactly.
You know?
I'm done. So that's my play on it all.
But are you in the lives of these kids?
No.
Not all of them?
No. I don't like them.
No?
Tired of them. No, I think my job is done. I have blessed... No, honestly.
Well, you're
love
really gonna
my
piss
children.
People off with that.
Fuck. Did you... Yeah. No, I love my children. They're all They're all with me. They're all taken care of. I see them all, yeah. And everything's all good. And you'll meet the three again here very shortly.
Right.
So, yeah, they're all good. They're all good. I never had that. I've had to kind of learn how to manufacture the emotions over the years due to how I came up.
I thought you were just going
to
say you learned how to manufacture children.
Very well. Yes, yeah.
All right, I'm gonna go down the list here.
You get a lot of time for that, though, man. You got to be careful.
With what?
Manufacturing of children. It's you get a good, you get a hefty sentence, bro.
What are you talking about?
See, if you were to put that in a sense of manufacturing drugs with a sentence of a prison term.
Oh,
to
I see.
Being a lifelong in the dust with a woman. Yeah, yeah, it's a tough sentence, man.
So let's talk about Bloody Boombox.
Bloody Boombox, you gotta love it.
No name.
No name.
Capacity.
Capacity.
Katana. Katana Dadan. Mike Shank.
My man.
As is, of course, that's you.
He's cool.
Johnny question mark.
Man, let me tell you.
Fire. Hot fire.
Honestly, wow.
Yeah. And Bobby Sunshine.
Yeah, yeah, he. Are you kidding me right now?
Do people
know? I didn't know. I know your question. I didn't know for the longest time what that name and who that was.
Right?
Yeah.
Was Pete Rentz keeping that up his sleeve right there?
He would probably like to think he did with me because I'm so off in cloud nine all the time, more so than most. So I get the business for not knowing until the last minute. But at the same time, I truly did not put two and two together with him. And you talk about, folks, if we were to do a version of the voice hip hop, which the world should be, which how it should be, not judging on how the whole social and the marketing side of this shit should be. If we were to judge strictly on the audible,
the voice,
it'd be over with.
Yeah,
that motherfucker is so talented, it's beyond ridiculous.
Right.
His singing, his fucking mind state, his everything. Yo, and what brings me to real quick plug for an old, go look up Lyrical Pedestrians, Fatty McGee, MC Rents, and DC, aka Bobby Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
And my God, you'll see exactly where I'm getting excited.
Yeah,
I'm 36 years old, folks. I'm a music nut. I am an artist. It took me a while to realize that this was what it was, but I get it. I'm a professional. But here's what's up. I love those guys. So think about that.
Bobby Sunshine, a.k.a. DC, The District.
Sick shit, man.
Yeah. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about everything, Bloody Boom.
And MC Wrench, you failed to mention. The absolute mastermind behind it all.
I was saying,
you
got
to give
last.
It up to him.
Yeah.
And I absolutely fucking love him.
Yeah.
And we all love him. And it is what it is. And like, you know, it's a tough role to foot, to be the captain of the ship.
Right.
Of so many fucking neurotic, narcissistic, egotistical motherfuckers. And he takes on a ton.
Yep.
And he's got a lot himself. He's a fucking weirdo himself. So here's what's really going on.
He's got to put the sails up. He's got to steer the boat. He's got to row the oars.
Give it up for him. But hopefully, if we're all on the same page, we're going to make this work. But regardless, I'm here, man. And that's what it is. Bloody Boombox, man.
BloodyBoombox.com.
Recognize.
Go to BloodyBoombox.com and click on the artist tab. Every one of those motherfuckers have a little web page. You can click on the link as is. He's out there. You got a track. If you go to the homepage of BloodyBoombox.com, you and MC Rentz himself have a song called Rudy Eugene.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
You know, It's honest to God, straight from the weird and wacky mind of MC Rentz. That hook, that chorus, we've been actually mulling and listening to probably for a good year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happened to be one alcohol-ridden, marijuana-driven writing session of Rudy Eugene and what it is.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. And it's your typical as is hard knock life in your face, crazy cat. And it's just basically just letting all y'all know that we've come from the bottom and we'll make it to the top. Serious.
So when do you plan to have the album done? Give me a rough date.
I want to hit summer 14.
Summer 14?
Yeah. Summer 14, wherever you put summer in the 14.
Right. Which could be anywhere between January and December, right?
No. Which could be anywhere from July, September.
Right.
That's the only Maybe summer we get. That's Maybe the only summer June. We get around here.
Well, you know, it's Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now I'm going to take this time to plug my shit. I got to give a shout out to my sponsor, Brims and Tongues Clothing.
Brims and Tongues, and he's wearing it.
Shit. Yeah, I'm always wearing Brims.
Can I have it?
Nope.
No, you can't. I mean, how the fuck?
Brims and Tongues, this is what they do. You've never seen any company like this before, all right? They make hats. Like the hat, the bill of the hat's going to have like some cheese looking shit on it, right? And they're going to make tongues for your shoes that inserts that go over to the tongues of your shoe. To match that, Brims and Tongues. And they make shirts. This is the logo, Brims and Tongues guy.
Sick.
Shout out to Amber Ace Cleveland and Michael Allen, owners of Brims and Tongues.
Nice.
They're good people. Good people.
I don't know them, but I'm all for it.
Right. I gotta do this. You go to thankyourob.com. You punch it up on your computer, right?
Thankyourob.com?
Yeah, that's the one. You can go to the podcast website, listen to old episodes, right? I've had MC Rents on the show.
Actually, what number am I?
48.
So that makes 47 others to listen
to. That's right. Yeah.
You guys have a lot of listening to do.
Yeah, okay. Episode number one was Johnny?
Johnny question mark.
Episode number two was MC Rents.
MC Rents.
And then I've had Mike Shank on, I've had Capacity on, I've had Katana on the show.
Oh, so what are you saying? I'm the last
no,
one?
No, no, no. I'm glad to finally get you on.
You fucking asshole.
I'd love to have No Name on the show someday.
Oh, uh-huh. Hi.
But he apparently doesn't do this. He's not into this.
No, I don't know him like that, man. I think he's really ill, though. I've seen him.
Oh, hell yeah.
Real cool cat to himself, man. And got heat. Stupid heat.
Yeah. Yeah. I Define Design. You can go on thankyourob.com. There's a link to I Define Design. Web design, graphic design, anything you need, I will try and create it for you.
So it's you find design.
It's you define design, but I define design. But to you, it's you, me.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, get that?
And then there's a link for this other podcast I record called Some People's Kids Podcast. It's a comedy. Me and my buddy Chuck.
Some People's Kids?
Yeah.
You want more?
No. No, I don't.
Well, then quit advertising.
I am some people's kids.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because if you want some kids, bro, got a couple for you.
Yeah.
If you want my kids, they're your kids. But when they're your kids, they're yours. And stop, don't try to, no take backs, man.
No backsies.
No backsies, bro.
And then there's a link to Brims and Tongues website right on thankyourob.com. Click that shit. Check out some of their shirts, their hats, their shoes. But they got some shit that's nice. Real nice. Real nice.
Nice.
Yeah. So, as is, I just want to say thanks for doing the show, man.
You kidding
good
me?
Good to see you.
Man.
No? Yeah? No?
No, not so good to see you, but yeah. Thanks, man.
Yeah?
I appreciate that.
I think what you're looking for is thank you, Rob. Right?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Hey, cue the hug. How do you make hug sounds?
No, we're not doing all that.
Exactly. Yeah. No, thank you. Honest to God, Minneapolis, Twin Cities, the world, Rob Podcast. Thank you, Rob Podcast. As is, Bloody Boombox.
Any last words? Give me one word.
Tailspin.
Tailspin. Ducktails.
Woo!
Nice.
That's it.
I am Rob, and this is Thank You, Rob Podcast. Chewbacca Balls.
87 World Series.
Yeah.
Ha. Nah. BBX, y'all.
All day.
As is.
Blah.
MC motherfucking Rings. Yeah. Yo, we ain't just taking over. We ain't just coming crushing competition. But we eating faces off. We're ripping, tearing motherfucking noses and eyelids. And
yeah. And and then save the best for last. The cheeks, the cheeks. I'm reading cheeks for weeks.
Take my advice, you might wanna watch what you say. The next bitch that talks, I'ma eat their face. A split second from becoming insane. I'm a mechanical cannibal, banging on it in your face. Oh, you might wanna watch what you say. The next bitch that talks, I'ma eat their face. A split second from becoming insane. I'm a mechanical cannibal, banging on it in your face.
I'm just low ground dirty. Good for nothing other, inflicting pain on others. Selfish motherfucker, been driven by addiction. Sitting in detention, consequences escalating. Graduating, sent to prison. 36, still living on the edge. L. Smith, Bob Fred, pushing limits, playing Russian roulette. As his bitch, check it, what you see, what you get. Nothing more, nothing less, you better wash your step. And take the eyeballs out your head. Illusion optical, experience optimal. Losing's not an option, so we living like we mean it. Head to intravenously, a motherfucker straight shot. Taking off like Cape Canaveral, space bar, bruise with the stars, cold-blooded animal, the way I break bars, I'm a plus-size model and you can't.
Take my advice, you might wanna watch what you say, the next bitch that talks, I'ma eat their face, a split second from becoming insane, I'm a mechanical cannibal, banging on it in your face, oh, you might wanna watch what you say, the next bitch that talks, I'ma eat their face, a split second from becoming insane, I'm a mechanical cannibal, banging on it in your face, oh.
From the sky, total eclipse. Call me a bad guy for choking a bitch. Should've kept the lips zip. YKK, can't blame it on the drugs, but I'm so high, baby. Ever Day Shay, Ava Flavor, JJ. Your dad never wanted you to see him this way. Someday you'll see the reason for the sacrifice. In preparation for the afterlife.
Situation critical, trying to understand how I'm living. Unforgiving, no silence, the lamb, he the warning. Avoiding all verbal reprimands. Let the recommendations, just sayings, commands. Quick to snap out, blackout, vision blurry. Going nowhere fast in a hurry. I'm on that Rick Warren, searching for a purpose, fuck a plan. Staying high as I can, so this shit don't hit the fan.
Take my advice, you might wanna watch what you say. The next bitch that talks, I'ma eat their face. A split second from becoming insane. I'm a mechanical cannibal, banging on it in your face, oh. You might wanna watch what you say. The next bitch that talks, I'ma eat their face. A split second from becoming insane. I'm a mechanical cannibal, banging on it in your face, oh.